Two of our favorite Clemson Tigers are in the studio, and we don't throw that word around lightly on this show. You know us. We're Gamecock fans, but we love our Clemson friends. You could tell we've practiced that a lot. But no, we love our next guest. They come to us from the Clemson Extension Office. They focus on health and nutrition. They're agents within the Clemson Extension Service. And we have Hannah Shiflett and Elizabeth Parker. And they together focus on York, Lancaster, and Chester counties. And good morning to you both, ladies.
Good morning. Good morning.
So March is National Nutrition Month, and the theme for this year is Food Connects Us. So what exactly are we talking about here?
Okay.
Yeah, sure. So Food Connects Us is the theme that the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics decided on for 2025. And kind of the focus is just to figure out how food unites people, encourages sharing meals, around the table, exploring different foods from different cultures, and just kind of building the community while promoting health and nutrition.
If you think about it, almost all of our social gatherings are centered around food in some form or fashion, hence why we have an obesity problem here in this country, especially in the South, where food is part of any kind of get-together.
Right.
Weddings, funerals. Mm-hmm. Neighborhood. I mean, it's just a big part. Not that it's not in the rest of the country, but I'm just saying, like, just think back of when people are gathering, the first question that comes up, what are we going to do for food?
That's very true.
What are we eating? That's right.
So much like a song that will take you back to a time and a period, food does food, pretty much the same
sure
way.
Does.
Absolutely.
All right. But with that, we also want to make sure we're eating healthy and getting the right nutrition. So we'll let you continue it from there, Elizabeth.
So we want to just make sure that we are connecting with the food we eat, and we can also connect with nutrition experts. So you may want to talk to a registered dietitian or nutritionist who can help you come up with a specialized dietary plan or meal plan for your specific needs. Sometimes you do need a referral for those services, but you don't have to have a chronic condition. So a lot of times you think you have to have diabetes or you have to have some type of condition to see a registered dietitian, but that's not the case. They can help with nutrition counseling, medical nutrition therapy, which is more like a prescription for food. So they'll say, okay, you need this much protein, this much complex carbohydrates or healthy fats. And then they can also talk to you about weight management, sports nutrition, so helping you optimize your meals for your sports performance, and then guidance for pregnancy and breastfeeding too, because when we're eating for two, we have different nutritional needs.
And some of these tips and tricks you can also get from y'all's website as well, they can point you in the right direction.
Yes, absolutely.
That's a good point. Let's say someone is looking for a dietitian. How do they go about like connecting with one? Do you all have some resources on your website that people can at least start? And is it a service like you go to see your doctor every year, like for a physical? Mm-hmm. Like what? Walk us through what that looks like.
Typically, that would be something we would say talk to your doctor about.
Okay.
And then they would refer you to a registered dietitian or at least put you in contact with one.
Mm-hmm. So when you go for your annual physical, which you should be getting done every year, no matter your age, get your personal doctor, and you could just have that discussion with him or her. And then they would have their – okay, that's interesting because I wouldn't know how to about going about that even myself.
Yeah, and thankfully the people who work with us with our diabetes classes, they have access to registered dietitians. Yeah. So yes and no. Sometimes you go through the doctor, and if you do take our classes, then you do have access to that as well.
Okay. Well, we're learning how to eat more healthy, and we're learning what fuels our body. And so the fact that there are experts here, reach out to them. Sometimes Dr. Google is not the answer. Believe you me, I have tried. And I'm like, what? It just seems like it will contradict every single thing. Everything you find that would support something, the next article will tear it down. And then you're like, well, where do you go? And that's why you rely on the expert, like a dietitian.
Exactly.
Yes. And you can also explore the connection between food and culture.
Yeah, so food, it's deeply connected to our heritage and identity. So it's really a great thing to explore new ingredients. So you get to explore new tastes as well. Sharing meals with our family and friends helps strengthen bonds between us. And it also helps us appreciate the different types of food that helps making healthy eating more enjoyable for us.
I was sharing earlier this morning with Ashley that we recently went to New York, and when we ate in an Italian restaurant, the server could tell we were not from New York. And he was quick to say, I don't know what you were expecting in portion size, but the portions we serve here are going to be much smaller than probably what you have back at home. And it was authentic, though. Like, it was authentic Italian food. And same thing when we went out west to New Mexico. They have authentic Mexican food, which is not the Tex-Mex that we have here typically in the States. So it is. It does taste different when it's authentic and used with natural herbs and spices and ingredients from the country.
Absolutely. And that's one of my favorite things about traveling, too, is to try the cuisine that's local to that area.
Just in general. To find a local spot, too.
Yes. The little hole in the wall type places are the best.
You might walk past it and say, I don't want to eat in there, and you end up being the best meal that you had the whole trip. For sure. And then food connects us when it builds a connection across all stages of life.
Yes. So research has shown that our environment, our daily food choices, our physical activity levels, they have a greater influence on our health and our lifespan than actual genetics do. So making those good choices as we grow older from having a little baby. Hannah has a baby at home. She was talking about how she introduced beef and broccoli to her little boy last night, and he loved it so much. So getting them those different types of foods early. And I know as like I've gotten older, I was like very picky, but now I love trying food from different areas and different cultures. So just kind of promoting that throughout the lifespan.
And over time, our taste buds will change, do. Things that we might like now, we did not like earlier, and vice versa. I mean, it is interesting how you're more willing. I don't know, your palate changes. I've learned that with my own palate. It's just pretty interesting. I think as an adult too, you take more risk. Like you'll try more things than a kid, but you're spot on. We introduced broccoli at a young age to Collins, and she'll eat it now and not think anything of it. Other kids would be like, oh, broccoli, but we didn't give her a choice. Like,
This is normal.
Or either you're hungry.
Which we've had to use that before, too. She's looked at the food, and I'm like, well, this is dinner.
This is dinner.
Unless you want to go to the store and buy it and come home and prepare it, this is dinner.
And I think another thing to think about, and y'all didn't have this on what you sent us, but I found this week. Like, I actually had, we had a night where we were all at home, and so I was able to cook. And so I, instead of going to a fast food restaurant and getting Mexican food or doing takeout, I fixed Mexican at home. We had enough not only for that night, but for leftovers. And the amount of money that we saved.
Oh, absolutely.
It not only tasted better, it was good. It was, you know, fresh ingredients. And the amount of money that we saved, and we got to eat on it for 2 days, was huge. And so, you know, that's just something we were talking about earlier with tipping and going out to eat. And, you know, not only, I mean, I'm telling myself it was better that I cooked it at home. Maybe it wasn't. I'm not so sure. We did have a lot of cheese. But, you know, there's a cost saving sometimes as well, too, I feel.
And I like trying different recipes and stuff. Recipes are, it's so interesting that they're passed down from generation to generation, but now because of like the global world that we live in, we're able to share these recipes with other cultures. And so just taking time while we're eating to appreciate the fact, if you're eating Mexican, think about the spices you're using, the different produce that you're using is usually more prevalent in that area, and appreciating that fact and appreciating that people wrote down the recipes, shared the recipes, and they've expanded across the world. And it's just really cool to think about.
It's cool.
But nothing will beat the church recipe book, right? Families in the church submit favorite recipes, and they make it into a book, and then they sell it.
We have plenty of those.
So many.
Thinking about on the way here, I was thinking about this topic, and I was like, if you went to a chili cook-off and there was siblings in the cook-off, I bet you could tell the siblings' chili. You know what I mean?
Because they were all using their mom or their grandma's recipe.
So true, Elizabeth. That's a really...
Unless it was my sister, then like you would know it was mine over hers. She doesn't cook. But they would be similar.
Oh, man. Well, that's what's great about food. It does connect us. Just look at the stories we've been able to share today. But again, we're armed now more with ways to how to eat healthy and more access to fresh ingredients. So continue to support our restaurants and businesses, but also if you can do something at home, even better. That's fantastic, and make it part of the experience. These ladies, again, are from the Clemson Extension office. It's Hannah Shiflett and Elizabeth Parker. You can always find them if you just reach out to them. They deal with health and nutrition.